Thank you for listening to the LA Catholic Morning Podcast. To help us broadcast all the good, true, and beautiful, please go to our support page on archangelradio.com.
Welcome to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive, hosted by the Director of the Office of Family Life and Evangelization for the Mobile Archdiocese, Pat Ahrensberg. Throughout our pledge drive, we'll hear from various priests throughout the Archdiocese, as well as Catholic radio personalities from EWTN and Relevant Radio. Our pledge drive goal is $85,000, and we need your pledges so we can continue our mission of evangelization. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. That's office@archangelradio.com. And now, your host, Pat Ahrensberg.
Good morning. Welcome to the final day of the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive.
Oh, thank you.
I am so happy to be here.
Mic'd and nobody's speaking.
Yeah, everybody's kind of playing over there.
It's day three.
But we brought it, you know, here's a baseball analogy. We're going to start with baseball instead of football. Today we bring in our cleanup hitter.
This is the guy we bring in.
Uh-huh. He's the lefty. We're all tapping the left arm. The closer.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a great 2 days, but we need to finish strong, and we're so blessed to have Father Paul Zogby here outside of studio with us. Father, would you lead us in prayer?
Sure. Thank you for allowing me to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we are so grateful for this beautiful day. We're so grateful for your every gift. We're grateful for Jesus, your Son, and the opportunity that we have to build his kingdom by spreading his good news through Archangel Radio. And Father, we come before you with our hands open because we need your help. We ask you to enable our listeners to understand that this is their opportunity to evangelize and to bring your Son's message to those in need, to those both confirmed and those also who need your saving grace and never heard your name before. Make this day blessed. Open up the hands of our listeners to make this drive successful according to your divine will through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we thank our sponsor Ike's Beach Service for over 30 years. From Fort Morgan to Perdido Key, supplying chair rentals, umbrellas, parasailing, and more. Visit them at ikesbeachservice.com or call 251-948-3757.
Father Zogby, it's so good to have you here. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, really good. I mean, fantastic. I was actually thinking about that. Last year, we were together at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots has changed.
A lot of water has flown.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for asking, Pat.
I'm really well.
What are the long-standing effects, though, of COVID? Because you got hit hard. You were on the news.
Yeah, I was. I think it was really early on, and it was kind of somebody that is working with people all the time got it, and I don't remember, of course, any of that, the news stuff, because I was so sick at home for...
That's how I found out about it. I was at a restaurant, and the television was on, and there's the picture of you.
Yeah,
I was like, hello.
Yeah, it's a very interesting virus. It's inscrutable, as my Dr. Nolan said, who's a brilliant infectious disease physician in Mobile. I don't know why I got it so badly, but long term, you know, went back to the lung doctor. Doesn't appear as though I have scarring.
Oh, that's terrific!
That's good.
What a blessing!
I mean, but it can show up later. I'm told. I think Corona is kind of a virus that keeps on giving.
Very
kinda
generous.
Like, kind of like a mostly
generous
donor.
but whoa! This girl is. I mean, Ellen's creaming it today. She's segueing. Coronavirus into a monthly donor. So, listen,
I can't help it.
Anyone, if you're out there, just so you know, we are asking your help today. This is our last day.
Father Paul has stepped back up to the microphone, as many of our longtime listeners know. He was a regular fixture on the Thursday show. He has to step away, which we thanked him for his years of service and let him go. But you graciously come back twice a year on Pledge Drive and just kind of give us these updates, which is good.
Well, I just to remind everyone, it was a dream, Archangel Radio, that's come to fruition because of generous people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really are looking for is our listeners to understand we're completely dependent upon them. Of course, we're dependent on divine providence, but... we need their local support.
At the very beginning, what did it take before you got on that billboard with the headphones on. I was driving down 65, and I was like, look, there's Father Paul Zog.
Just to remind our listeners, every parish had organizational, not organizational meetings, but levels of interest meetings where the pastor and interested people came with some people who were really interested in making a radio station possible. And then, of course, people made leaps of faith and bought towers and stuff. But it was right away, it was clear that there was widespread support for a Catholic radio station in our area, which has been really successful. As we all know, we all have to continue to strive to make ourselves open to God's will, and this station is a perfect example of that. And so I'll ask our listeners really to understand it's their time today.
We just to get everybody up to speed on where we ended day two. So day one, we did $17,000, $17,565 on Tuesday. Yesterday, we came back strong with $28,315. So doing the math in my head, that's a two-day total of almost $46,000. So it sets us up for day three of just over $39,000 to hit, which is definitely doable. We have many of $40,000 plus final days, and so we hope that those who have been listening will take the opportunity today on the final day of Pledge Drive. We had some pledges come in. We have $75 a monthly pledge from Vince and Penny, so thank you very much.
Love those monthly pledges.
Yes. We have Lisa, a $50 pledge, so thank you,
thank
Lisa.
You.
We have Tracy, a 1410 donor. So thank you for the 1410 donor. They're the shoulders we stand on and build on. And we have $500 from Mary. Thank you very much. All of those are helping us hit our goal of $85,000 today. And just one more quick reminder before we jump back to Father Paul. 1410 donors, we've got a lovely evening planned on Friday, June 11th, down at the home of Terry and Gary Coles on the Bay. Beautiful sunset dinner. And John Martinoni is coming down from Birmingham. He's a former host of Open Line, EWTN's Open Line Mondays. And he's a great Catholic apologist up in the Birmingham area. He's going to come down, and he's got many contacts. Many people know him down here. So we're excited to bring him. And if you can become a monthly donor, segueing to that again, we had a generous donor give us 50 books of the life story of Mother Angelica, Rita Rizzo. See, I forgot the title of the book, Pat. Who am I talking to? Anyway, I'll get the title of the book. You're going to hear it today. Anyway, if you can become a monthly donor at $20 a month or more, we will give that to you. So numbers are 251-928-2111.
And you can text that or phone that. And,
sure
and
can.
You're in. So, Father Paul, this is a Catholic radio station.
Yes.
So that means it's got a great relationship. It's got the blessing of the Archbishop. Mm-hmm. But it's not a ministry of the Archdiocese.
Right.
It's independent.
Right.
And that means, you know, that it means a lot of good things for the station. But on the downside, it means that it's not funded by the Archdiocese.
Right.
This is completely a movement of the laity, and we're completely funded.
Sure. The word Catholic can only be used for anything if the local bishop gives the permission for that. So we are Catholic because the Archbishop does support us in that way, for which we're very grateful. Having said that, I've worked with Catholic Charities for 7 years, and it funds about 36 ministries, which are all very excellent. And I worked directly with a bunch of those over the years as well. But, you know, the official church, as it were, the Archdiocese, can't fund every single thing that is worthwhile. And so we're not on our own exactly in the sense that we're independent of the church, but we are dependent on individual Catholics to help us to fund our, and we do this every 6 months because honestly, we couldn't do without it. We're perfect. And I would say to everyone who understands what a pledge is, I certainly could give you $10 today, but I really would rather not give you $120 today. So what I would say to you is, if you're able to support the station every single month, God rest my mother's soul, she took Mother Angelica totally to heart. When Mother Angelica used to say, because we had EWTN at home, Mother Angelica used to say, put me between your electric and your gas bill. I think it was your power, your gas bill. Mm-hmm. She'd always say that, which means just stick me in there at some point in the month. And, you know, my mom did that. And she had always had Mother Angelica's book, Answers Not Promises, next to her nightstand. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, and we have, I mean, we're just there for you. I mean, I still tickled when I couldn't get to the McGill Championship game, but I could sure listen to Archangel Radio. Of course, now I'm here in Baldwin County, and of course, St. Michael's games are on. So we're not just doing, quote, religious programming, unquote. We're making things possible that you couldn't just get otherwise. And it makes a big difference here.
You know, and I think speaking of those things, I love that Archangel Radio does those kinds of things. The football broadcasts, the Convergence series, the Archbishop show that, you know, when I think of Pope Francis admonishing the church to go out to the periphery, that don't just preach to the people who are coming to the church. You got to go out and engage them where they are and invite them into a deeper relationship. Well, that's what all of that programming is about. That's why the St. Michael's football games are broadcast and the McGill-Tulin football games, to try to engage an audience that maybe isn't tuning in regularly to Archangel Radio and get 1410 on the dial, and maybe Monday morning they'll accidentally listen to Todd Sylvester. Mm-hmm. They've not listened to the show in the morning because they were listening Friday night to the football game, and then something that is said on LA Catholic Mornings captures them, and we're off and running.
And not only that, but we have the app.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's so cool. You don't have to listen at some – there's people who are retired or otherwise occupied at 7 in the morning and are not able to listen to us at 7 in the morning.
Well, and I was in Alberta last night, and I was you know, doing a Be Prepared talk, and I was telling them, I was encouraging them to phone in this morning and make a prayer pledge to offer to pray a rosary, prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. And, I mean, as soon as I started, like almost in unison, the whole room, we can't get Archangel down there. I said, oh, yes, you can. Yeah. You just download the Archangel Radio app. But, you know, that app is so well done.
Yeah.
Those don't happen free. I mean, somebody has to have an expertise to know how to do that and set it up so that chuckleheads like me, who, you know, I can plug things in, but that's about the extent of it. Yeah. I can download the app and then listen to Archangel Radio anywhere, anytime that I want.
Mr. Pat Ahrensberg, do you recall a gentleman named Brother Randall Reedy?
Ah, yes, my dear.
Brother Randall was the longtime librarian of our seminary in Rome. And Brother Randall was a practical, brilliant, bon vivant, just one of a kind. And he said, my boys, he said, many of you will be ordained, and most of you will become pastors. And you will learn when you enter into the pastoral ministry that the bills are not paid with holy cards. And so really, I'm asking everyone who's listening at this moment to make a pledge to my Archangel Radio for something every month.
251-928-2111 is a number you can call or text. And, you know, I love the idea of a monthly pledge, Father, because it I find it a little stinging on my conscience because I pay my bills and I know where my money goes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think about a 1410 donor, for example, and think, oh, my God, I can't come close to that. Oh, wait a minute. If you divide that by 12, that's $117.50 a month. Go through your bills, because Jesus is going through your bills right now. He knows where your money's going. He knows where my money's going. And how much do we spend on Internet? How much do we spend on streaming services, on services for video games? How much money do we spend on those sorts of things? Isn't the command from Christ to evangelize worth kind of at least an equal footing with those other things?
So one time when I was working with Catholic Charities directly, a member of my family said, you know, I give to Catholic Charities because I'm not really able to figure out who to give money to. Like, even, and he lived in a part of town where they'd knock on your door. But he wasn't sure who was actually needing help and who was just sometimes people who beg for money aren't really in need of help. So he said, I give to Catholic Charities and I know that they'll figure out how to use my money properly for the ministries that take care of people at all stages of life. Well, similarly, I'm just, you know, any pastor who is working in a parish, any priest right now, anybody involved in ministry in a parish is real concerned that we'll get the people back, frankly. Because, you know, with COVID shutdown, we just have to become, you know, we have to hopefully get our people back. I think one way to heed the command of our dear Lord when he last words when he said, "Go therefore ye and baptize all nations, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you," is how many of us are going on the? I'm not going at the corner of 98 and 59, which is the main intersection in Foley, and preaching the gospel. How many of us are actually able to preach the gospel? Well, if you support Archangel Radio financially, you're preaching the gospel. Because I would suggest that there are many people who get to hear the gospel from this station who may not hear the gospel on Sunday morning anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's such good things on Archangel Radio. I'm always amazed, Todd, when I listen to Archangel Radio. I have a master's in theology. I still learn stuff when I and people who are unchurched or who are certainly not Catholic, they can resonate with what's being said, and the broadness of that appeal is astonishingly powerful.
I remember recently I had to pull over to take notes.
Oh, wow.
So I put something on and I was like, "Oh wow, that's a great line. I gotta pull over." Right. I didn't have anybody with me to write it down, so there I was in the breakdown lane, writing things down that I was listening to on Archangel Radio.
But, you know, without whoever it was that was speaking that you wanted to take notes on, Todd, if it wasn't for our listeners, our donors, people who have been donating to this station and made it possible, that would have been something you wouldn't have heard.
Correct.
It would have been something that he might have been saying or she might have been saying over a cup of coffee with a friend. But this doesn't happen. The Catholic radio doesn't happen without the donors. Mm-hmm. I mean, Father Paul Zogby and Todd and Ellen and I, we might sit around and have a cup of coffee and talk about some really neat things. You know, I can remember as a teacher at McGill, standing in the hall and talking with the other theology teachers. And, you know, I was asked this question, and I'm not sure if I answered it right. What do you guys think? And those conversations were really edifying for four or five people.
Mm.
These conversations are magnified. You, dear listener, turn these conversations into a huge megaphone. That goes out to tens of thousands of people, thousands of people.
Unfortunately, we don't really see the connection, though. And we, for whatever reason, have a mindset that there's a money tree behind all Catholic entities.
Right.
Like behind St. Margaret of Scotland, there's a money tree that somehow built that new parish hall, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
And paid for the incredible paintings in it and paid for all that stuff. There's just a money tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is funny. I have had people, both Catholic and non-Catholic, over the years say, well, I mean, I guess you guys get your funding from the Vatican. I mean,
the Pope sends you a check, right?
Right.
St. Margaret of Scotland.
I mean, it's really interesting to explain to them that every single thing that's done in the parish is accomplished by people putting money in the collection. Of course, now it's pretty cool because we have online giving, which I never thought we'd have in my life at St. Margaret's, but it's been really beneficial. I guess my point is that every good thing that happens in the parish and is accomplished not every good thing that happens in the parish, but without financial resources, much of what we do could not happen. But especially at a radio station like Archangel, which is I loved when I used to listen to public radio a lot. And you'd have these pledge drives every year, and they call it. I loved it. It was so cool when they called it listener-supported radio.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we are, really.
Well, they also get a big check from the government, which we don't.
Right.
Which, of course, we don't want to. We want to be held accountable to the listeners too. That's one thing we are blessed to have underwriters that help support this operation in some capacity too. But it's always you want to keep a good balance of underwriter and listener donations, in order that the people here understand this is the people's radio station here, the Archdiocese of Mobile, and that the things we do here. They have a stake in, too. So I always have people that email me or write letters and stuff, some just explaining how much they love listening to the station, some questioning things, but it's all good. I think when I get the deep theological ones, I give them to Todd because I'm like, oh, you can answer this way better than me. But it's just something we take account to the people that reach out to us, to our listeners and stuff. And so this is one of those six days of the year, three in the spring and three in the fall, where we reach out to you.
I would like to just hear that again, Ellen. How many days?
6 days a year.
So Archangel Radio is on 365 days,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'm not quite sure what percentage of that is, but I don't want to really worry about the percentages. But mm-hmm. listeners, there are 6 days in which we ask for your assistance. The other 359 days, we're just providing listening, you the listening pleasure. In other words,
yeah.
we really aren't asking for money every day at Archangel Radio. We're only asking in our pledge drives twice a year, 3 days that week, not even all 5 days in that week. So yeah. I really want you to consider making a pledge today. And if you can't make a pledge, make a one-time gift. But a pledge is awesome. But please support the radio station Archangel today.
It's just the long-standing effects, and we just kind of forget about that. Last night, I went and picked up my 12-year-old son at an EDGE event. So that's junior high. And I walk in, I'm a little early, and the kids are playing a game, and they're throwing a frisbee, and I'm looking there, and I know the complex because I'm the plant manager for the parish. And I walk in, and I'm looking up at the lighting, and I knew exactly how much that lighting cost. I installed it. I know what the electric bill is monthly in that church. So I'm looking at the lights on, I'm feeling the air conditioning on, and the kids have no concept of any of that. And quite frankly, I don't think they need to, because they're concentrating on throwing the frisbee and trying to catch it to win the game. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So we forget about, and I can even go farther. I wasn't around when they were raising the money to build that gym. I wasn't around for that. And to pray for, I mean, to be there for the bricklayers, you know, putting that stuff up. I mean, we forget about this kind of stuff. I'm astounded at the tenacity of the people that started Archangel Communications. Mm-hmm. I'm astounded at that.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Father Paul, you remember those days.
Oh, yeah, I remember the guy, Kenny, coming to see me in the office, sitting down with me and saying, he brought a briefcase, said, really want an Archangel, really want a radio, Catholic radio station. And I kind of looked at him and went, this will never happen. Of course, I'm like that with a lot of things. There was a cardinal in Philadelphia used to say, tell him no. You can always change it to yes. But I'm like, can't really envision that. Couldn't, this, how many years ago that was, I don't know. And then he gathered a group together that was interested, and they came to the parish, and I'm sure they went to every parish and just kind of put their finger in the water to see how much interest there was, yeah.
So you can continue that support and build on the shoulders of those people back in 2006 that had the tenaciousness and the vision to put together Archangel Radio. The phone number to text or call your pledge in right now. We got people that got up early to answer these phones. 251-928-2111. Go online to archangelradio.com. You can click on the Donate Now button there, too. It's very easy.
You know, one question you often hear if you work or are associated with the church is, well, why doesn't the church do yada, yada, yada? And I've gotten to the point when I hear that, I say, yeah, why don't you? I mean, we all just kind of sit back and wait for the church. Wait a minute. You know, we are the church. You know, we're part of the church. The hierarchy has a role. We have a role. I'm not suggesting that we just go on it, you know, go rogue without the bishops. But what I'm suggesting is that this station exists precisely because a group of people understood the theology of the church and understood that it was the job of the laity to bring the gospel out.
Right. Pope Benedict said this before his pope. He said, there never was anything worthwhile in the church that was really planned.
Yeah.
in other words, it was not like a subgroup of committee of this that started that. I mean, look at the Jesuit order. You know what I mean? It was a new springtime in the church, a new evangelization, as it were. I mean, a missionary zeal. Just because somebody had a call. So, I don't mean to downplay the need for the official church, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand. I mean, but, you know, that's why I love the imagery of the field hospital that Pope Francis offered, because I've meditated on that. And in so many ways, we are the soldiers of Christ. We bring the gospel out.
Right.
And I come to you, Father, to be fed. You know, you got to have a mess tent if you're going to feed
an
army.
Yeah.
And sometimes soldiers get wounded. And so if they're wounded, they need to be healed. And so I come and I get reconciled.
Yeah.
And receive that grace.
We have some pledges in, and you can get your pledge in this hour in support of Father Paul Zogby from St. Margaret of Scotland in Foley. Maybe you're a longtime fan. Maybe you want to say hi. Give a shout out. We got $100 from Joyce. Deborah challenges all Cursaistas, did I get the word right, Pat?
You
to
got
support
it right.
Archangel Radio today with a pledge. She makes a 14-10.
Thank you, Deborah.
Russell, love you, Father Zogby, $50 a month. Oh, talk about those monthly pledges. So get your pledge in now while we're on break here on the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive.
Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive, hosted by Pat Ahrensberg. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. That's office@archangelradio.com. And now, here's your host, Pat Ahrensberg.
Oh, I'll bring us back because Pat Ahrensberg doesn't have his headset on. Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. Ellen Taylor here. Todd Sylvester's putting his headset on. Pat's finally ready, and Father Paul brings up the rear. Thank
well,
you.
Well, Father Zogby and I were talking about how cool it is. He has a power to forgive sins.
It
is. The power that belongs by right solely to God. But because it's been given to Jesus, he has a right to share it and mediate it any way he wants, and he's chosen weak, sinful men to be the vessels of his forgiveness. It's really amazing.
It is. It really is. We don't take it for granted. That's for sure.
Can't we just go directly to God and get forgiveness?
Well, let me tell
Father
you,
Paul.
When I was at McGill, and we make sure that you make your pledge at this very moment. What's the number?
251-928-2111.
Don't forget to do that, please.
Yeah, please do. The purpose of meandering conversations.
You remember Father Gorman. He was a Kansas City native.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He knew your family well. But I was coming to know Father Gorman when I was in high school. And he came to McGill to hear confessions. They would hear confessions during the day. So they came to class and they said, there's a priest across the way. To hear confessions. Well, I was coming to know the Lord at McGill, at high school. I was really coming to know the Lord, and so I decided to stand up to go to confession, but nobody else was standing up. So when you're in high school, the last thing you want to do is stick out, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of sat back down, and I whispered to this girl, I said, why is nobody going to confession? And she said, we don't have to go to confession. We can go straight to God.
Yeah.
So I get up because I had somehow the...
Was this a religion class?
No, I don't know what class we were in.
I was just checking.
But anyway, I got up. Don't know why, but I got up. So anyhow, got up, went over the cross the way. Father Gorman, I didn't know it was he who was hearing confessions, but it was. And so I said, Father, I said, this girl in my class just said we don't have to go to confession. We can go straight to God. And he had this great voice that said, of course you can go straight to God, and God may forgive your sins. He said, but when you go to confession, God does forgive your sins.
and that's it in a nutshell, man. Love it.
That's an assurance. Yeah,
it's a great feeling for all of us to go to confession, that's for sure.
While on break, we got some pledges in on the text line. So I want to remind people, you know, maybe you're busy running, getting ready for work or school this morning. You can just send us a quick text, and we'll get with you for the details to 251-928-2111. Chris has pledged us $100.
Thank you, Chris.
So thank you very much. Also, we've had some great sponsors that have stepped up. I have been eating the lovely Kaneka sausage biscuit for breakfast.
Ooh.
I was showing it to Todd because, you know, he doesn't eat breakfast anymore. So I was just explaining
where did it
how
come
really
from?
Good. Wing Fingers. Oh, Wing nice. Fingers on Greeno and Fairhope. I did not know they were open for breakfast, but gosh darn it, they got up and made us some sausage biscuits.
And the biscuits look really
They
nice.
Are really good.
And
so
Ellen
thank
has
you,
put
Wing
it Fingers. Right here next to me.
I have not.
And
I have.
It's wafting up.
And the last thing is to keep some house cleaning business from yesterday. So yesterday afternoon, Ike's Beach Service was giving us all kinds of things every hour to give away. So I just wanted to read the winners in case people didn't know. So the 1 p.m. winner for the two Segway tours was Jane Deagle. The 2 p.m. winner for the parasailing, Todd, was Gay Furstein. And
is she going to invite you to go with her?
I will wave her off from the ground. I don't know where the 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. winners are. So if somebody would bring them out to me, I will read them next time. So that's it, people in the back.
But we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
251-928-2111. You know, historically, this has been a huge hour in the pledge drive. Very beloved pastor, Father Paul Zogby, here in the chair. So please, would you please, in honor of Father Zogby, in honor of St. Margaret, Queen of Scotland.
How long have you been down there in Foley now?
I was assigned there 2003.
And when you got there, the new church had not been built.
Oh,
right?
No. Yeah,
talk to us about that.
Oh, well, they had a plan for a new church.
Did you like the plan?
Hated the plan.
But how did you really feel about it?
It kind of looked like what they built later to be the Foley Post Office. But anyway, yeah, who wants to build a post office after all?
Woo!
The Holy Spirit decided to work in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway.
Wait, how did you do that?
Well, I tell you, I got advice from a great guy who used to be pastor right here at St. Lawrence. His name is Father Keller. And by the way, make sure you give your money to Archangel Radio this hour. They need it for the rest of this year. So make sure you make your pledge at this hour. Okay. So I arrived in Foley on a Thursday, and I got a call on Thursday afternoon. I don't know. If it wasn't my cell phone. It was probably the rectory phone. And I hear this voice go, "Paul." It's an Irish accent. I said, "Yes." He goes, "Brendan Keller." Father Keller.
My gosh. That's him.
Pastor of St. Lawrence Parish. He says, "Are you busy for dinner?" I said, "Well, Brendan, I don't know a soul in Foley. I'm not busy for dinner." Well, he was retired here in Fairhope. He had retired maybe a year before that. And he goes, "I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock and we'll go to a Charlie's." So we went to a Charlie's and he had built this church. And I said, "Brendan, I'm really worried." I said, "They have a church I just can't get on board with. I mean, it just doesn't look like a church. I don't know what it's supposed to be. I mean, the insides, I don't like it." And he says, "This is no problem." He says, "Well," the building committee's going to meet with me tomorrow morning, the day after I got there. And he says, "No problem." He says, "You tell them you're going to need a year for them to get to know you and you to get to know them." And he said, "Just think about it. Give yourself a year." And in that year.
Such wisdom.
Yeah. And so in that year, we just were able to kind of figure out what looked like it belonged on the property. It was a stucco building with red clay tile roof. And I mean, that looked like it belonged on the beach or in some other place, but not a place where there's pecan groves and farmland and so forth.
How did you segue into that gorgeous church?
Well, strangely enough, the church that Bishop Allen dedicated in 1911 was a board and batten structure that held about 50 people. And I got a lady in the parish named Betty. Gave me a picture of that. And I said, board and batten, that looks more like it belongs in Foley. And so we decided that there's a particular brand of our kind of genre of architecture called Carpenter Gothic. It's called Gulf Coast Gothic. It's kind of a board and batten Gothic look. And St. Mary's, the old St. Mary's Church in Mobile was the first one with that too. Board and batten with Gothic lines.
Yeah. Wow. Talk to us about the windows.
The windows were just a gift from God, and they were closing 6 churches in Philadelphia. Father Driscoll, whom I think we all know quite well, is a brilliant, good priest, pastor of St. Dominic now, called me and said, "Aren't you building a church?" And we said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, they're closing six fabulous churches in Philadelphia. You need to see what's happening to all that stuff, you know, the windows and all that stuff." And so got in touch with the Archdiocese of New Orleans of Philadelphia. And we bought the windows from Philadelphia, the Archdiocese, and then restored. They were built in 1906, happened to be the year that St. Margaret's was founded, our parish was founded.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So it was providential that we got those windows. 12 scenes from the life of Christ that we chose of the 16 windows that were in the church.
So was Father Driscoll a seminarian up at St. Charles at the time?
No, Father Driscoll was ordained.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was ordained already, but he had, you know, Philadelphia contacts. So some folks in Philadelphia let him know or hear through the grapevine that they were closing a bunch of churches. And so there we are. I mean, it was just God's work and God's hand in the building of that church.
Hmm.
So we were fortunate. But there was God's hand in building the station, but we got to still build it. Let me explain, if I may.
Okay, sure.
So we just, during COVID shutdown, we were able to asphalt the parking lot. And during COVID shutdown, we were also able to paint the church. In other words, just 12 years later, we needed to paint the church.
Right.
And we needed to asphalt the parking lot. So, I mean, there's nothing you can't, nothing continues without continued support.
You can't just rest on your laurels.
Exactly. Yeah. Build it and it stays forever in this Alabama weather.
Right. So we really want your support this hour.
We got some support in. Michael and Lisa have pledged $25 a month, so thank you very much to them.
Thank you.
Good fans of St. Lawrence. Heath has pledged $100, so thank you very much,
thank
Heath.
You.
I think that says Heath. Patrick, $50. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
that,
you.
Patrick. Some of those are coming off our online donations, too, where you can go to archangelradio.com and click on the Donate Now button. It's right there in front. You can't miss it. And for those of us who can donate at the level of 1410, they are really a bedrock. We have a great event. We do an appreciation for them, and it's our Sunset Supper on the Bay this year. We had to cancel it last year due to COVID, as everybody seemed to cancel everything, but we're back. Going to be at the home of Gary and Terry Coles.
I mean, Gary and Terry, just having dinner with Gary and Terry would be worth the feel.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
To that.
At their house right there, some fellowship. And John Martinoni, former host of Open Line, EWTN show Open Line Mondays, is going to come down from Birmingham and speak to us about Catholic evangelization, because they're doing great things up there in the Diocese of Birmingham as well. And I think they probably even have some more challenges up there than we do here. We've kind of got this base of Catholicism that's been in the soil here from the founding of this area. And so.
Yeah, we bring people into the church every year, a smaller group at St. Margaret's than normal, because I think because COVID kind of, it was kind of coming back open, and it's hard for people to kind of get into the mindset of if I'm interested in the faith. But the point being, converts are some of my very best Catholics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is, I'm certain over the years, we'll not know how many people have heard about the Catholic faith through Catholic radio for the first time. Because
yeah.
it's just there, and they don't feel that they're being pushed. They can listen without anybody telling them to listen or what to think and process that over months' time.
It's safe.
Yeah.
You can sit in your car, and you don't have to react. You don't have to answer what you liked or didn't like. It's just a safe place to encounter the gospel.
Mm-hmm. It is neat, though, how the gospel does get shared with the world. Many years ago, we owned a coffee shop, and all of our employees were people that we knew. Most of them went to the Catholic Student Center there at South. But one day, this regular that came into the shop to do her schoolwork, we were talking about trying to cover a shift, and she goes, well, I could do that. And we turned, and we're like, oh, okay. And we knew her a little bit because she was a regular. Anyway, long story short, she starts working there, and about 6 months later, she and I are in the shop together, and she goes, Todd, what would it take for me to become Catholic? Now, we have never had a discussion about that, not talking about faith. And I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what's kind of stirring this on? And she said the most profound thing I've ever heard. She said, I've just discovered over the last 6 months, the nicest people I know are Catholic.
Boom.
So it really wasn't necessarily about the faith. It was just how it was being lived out. Does that make sense?
Amen.
You know, St. Irenaeus said that the glory of God is man fully alive. And that Jesus came to reveal the Father to us, but he also came to reveal us to ourselves. Because of sin, we've so distorted God's image that we don't even realize our own value and dignity.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this station, is this the faith that we are so blessed to be in can transform this culture.
Yeah.
It can change the world. Father Zogby, I know that you get to go celebrate the Eucharist.
Sure, and I want you to thank God for we're able to showcase local talent with a live show on every single morning.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout the week at 7 o'clock, showcasing local people. Todd has been, I guess, for years. Pat is a fantastic teacher. When Pat does Be Prepared, I went to every single one in my parish. Thank you. For teaching us mm-hmm. locally. Thank you for being Christ's voice for us. I'm grateful to you.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Will you give it, you look like you're packing up to go celebrate Mass.
Yeah.
You're going to give us a blessing when we leave.
But through the intercession of Mary, Mother, and all the angels and saints, may the Lord bless you and keep you and let his face shine upon you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Y'all have a great day. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father Paul. Father Paul Zogby, he's headed back to St. Margaret of Scotland. He's going to celebrate morning Mass there. So we'll let him leave 15 minutes early. We got a pledge on the text line. So just a reminder, you could text your pledge in to 251-928-2111. Thank you, Elena. $120 pledge. You too can. It's just easy like that. Also, they did bring me the winners from yesterday afternoon's Ike's Beach Service drawing. So the 3 o'clock winner, which gets the umbrella and two beach chairs, Matt Schmidt. And the 4 p.m. winner, which wins the either the kayak or the paddleboarding, is Cooper Jones. So thank you very much for all the people that donated yesterday afternoon and got in that contest. We are going to have some prizes later today. I think there's a Timber Creek Golf foursome on the table this afternoon, so we'll get to that. But right now, if you can make a monthly pledge, we've got a book. For those that can donate $20 a month or more, we're going to give you a copy of The Amazing Life of Rita Rizzo, also known as Mother Angelica, and a generous donor has supplied us with 50 of those books to give away in support of helping us try to get monthly donors. So we thank them for that. It's easy to do. Call 251-928-2111 just in gratitude and thanks for Father Paul coming up here and sharing his early morning with us here.
You know, God works in such mysterious ways quite often, Todd. I think that, you know, we look at the world and we just see a hint of all that he's doing. And I picture when I get to heaven, I'd like to think that I get to go to heaven, that when I get there, there will be all kinds of people I had no idea that I had any impact in their lives, that somehow God used me, whether as a student, somebody that I let go in front of me in traffic. I mean, there's a whole lifetime of little moments that had some effect on other people. Often, we don't even realize. And I think about people who give to Archangel Radio. And I think of folks who have made a sacrificial offering and made it possible for this station to be on the air. Those people are going to be waiting for you when you get to heaven to say thank you.
Yeah.
That for all eternity, we get to share the fact that we are with God in eternity. And thanks be to God is because of your generous donation. Because without you, it's just me and Todd, me drinking coffee and him drinking whatever that stuff is, that tea or whatever it is you drink, Todd. It's just Todd and I talking. There's nobody else hears it. And while it's edifying to you, it's edifying to me. That's where it ends.
Right.
But when you donate, you make it something that could maybe touch somebody's heart. And 10 years from now, he might be a priest.
Absolutely. And it is going to be neat to see the web of exchange, how grace travels like that. It's amazing to me. And just as you said, we don't think about this kind of stuff. Like, I've never finished a book, meaning writing one. I've started, I've had some ideas, but for whatever reason, and maybe it's my ADHD, I just have never been able to complete something. And oftentimes those books, you know, they're just amazing because they get printed and people read them and they get touched by that. But I have now almost been on this radio station for close to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And through the grace of God, I think some good things have come out of that. And I am utterly awed and I am humbled by that reality. When people will come to me and say, because of this, of what I heard, or because of what this was said, and so forth, and then people move on from there. And then we're connected now to all of that. Does that make sense, Pat?
Yeah. I think perhaps for a lot of our listeners is we think that it's Todd's voice, or we think that it's Father Tad who might come on as a guest, or we think it Dr. Ray Guarendi. We think that those are the people, that's Archangel Radio, that's the station. No, it's not. Those people have been given talents from God, but without the listener, without the tower, without the stick in the ground, Ellen, without the ability to pay the power bill to run that stick in the ground, those conversations don't get broadcast to thousands of people.
Right.
You are an absolutely essential part of this ministry. And everybody needs to give.
Amen.
Whether it's a rosary, You know, I understand. You know, if you might have, this is a tough time for a lot of people economically. You might have been laid off. You might have a business and you're not sure if you're, man, you are just, I don't know if I'm going to make it to next month. I understand you might not be able to make a monetary pledge. Pray a rosary for us. Pray a rosary, because at the end of the day, we work, but it's God's mission. That all we do is we're tools in His hand. And at the end of the day, when somebody builds a picnic table, you either praise or criticize the carpenter, not the compound miter saw.
Right.
It's not the compound miter saw's job. It's a tool. Right. We are tools. The job is God's. But we've got to make ourselves disposable to Him. There have to be those tools in the workshop. So can we all be tools in the workshop in the hands of God to bring about this work of evangelization? We need you to partner with us.
I think Todd would be the hammer too, you know. Power Todd, things, making it happen.
Todd could be the hammer. I'm convinced in the toilet pleasure.
But think about how awesome that analogy is. Uh-huh. Just a minute ago, you quoted St. Irenaeus. Okay, what, 4th century?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who would have thought that when he said that and someone wrote it down on a leather parchment that some 1,700 years later it would be quoted on a little Catholic radio station in the Archdiocese of Mobile? Who would have thought those things? I'm confident that he didn't. And yet, this is what we're called to. We are called to embrace the reality of this faith. It's all true, people. It is all true. Mm-hmm. The person of Jesus Christ established this church, and that's why we're here. It really is a mission. That's what ministry is. We are trying to proclaim the gospel. I have the hardest time picturing the third luminous mystery. I have the hardest time picturing it. I can picture the baptism. I can picture the wedding. I can picture the transfiguration. I'm kind of jealous that I wasn't there because it's so cool. I can picture the Eucharist. I can picture that stuff. But I have a hard time picturing the proclamation of the kingdom. And yet that's what we're doing. Really, now, when I'm picturing it, I should picture us in the studio talking on the microphones. Because that's the mission that's moved forward 2,000 years later, right?
Yeah, and it evolves. The mission is always the same, but the mode is always different. I mean, you talk about a leather parchment with something being written down on it, because that's how they kept the word alive and spread it. Well, now we do it through electronics. We do it through the internet. We do it through by having an app. We continually adapt and grow as the body of Christ. But we can only adapt and grow with some resources. If a child is being starved, they're not going to grow to full stature. They're going to be puny. You're going to look at them and say, something's wrong with this poor person. If the church isn't being nourished, it becomes puny. Mm-hmm. And specifically now I'm talking about the mission of the church, that we need people with zeal. We need people open to the Holy Spirit. We need prayers. And then we need the resources to equip those people to succeed in this 21st century.
Amen. Our listeners should be inspired, because the truth is, everyone proclaims the gospel throughout the ages. We're using the tools we have now to the best of our ability, competing in a crowded landscape that really doesn't want you to hear this word, because they'd rather you argue with each other and be divisive. But if you think these kinds of conversations have an essential place in our public square, if you think that the word of God needs to be proclaimed in all the mediums that we can throughout all of the ages, whether it was written on parchment paper, whether it was the first printing press, whether it is modern communications of radio, TV, and internet, please partner with us, because we still have to proclaim the gospel, and we got to do it boldly. Boldly to a world that, you know, since the beginning was not interested in looking at the truth. Many people were, but not everyone. So we're there for everyone. That music means we're going to take a break. Get your pledge in. I got a pledge on the text line from Peter and Kay, $20 a month. And Todd's going to read sponsor before I do anything else.
We thank our sponsor, Cromwell & Associates, a non-traditional law firm that focuses on estate and business planning. Cromwell & Associates can be reached at 251-605-9075 or visit cromwell.associates.